Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Genesis 1. In the beginning, what happened? God created the heaven and the earth. So how did it get here? You believe that's how it happened?
Yes.
You and me both. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Who?
Spirit.
What did he do?
Moved.
He moved. Do you think he still moves?
Yes, sir.
Do we have other instances in this book?
Yes, sir.
Where he moved?
Yes, sir.
Again and again and again and again, and he still moves today.
Yes,
he moved. We said we looked up that word, and it means he was hovering. You know, almost like a helicopter.
Yeah.
Staying in one place, hovering. Why was he there? Why was he hovering? We'll read the very next verse. And God said. Here comes the Word of God. The spoken Word of God. We know the Word of God is a person. Right? The Master. The Word who became flesh. And became our Redeemer and our Savior. So we have God the Father. We have God the Spirit hovering. We have God the Word being spoken. And then what happened after God said, let there be light, or light be? What happened? Light was. It existed. Now, how did that happen? Wonder if there's any connection between it manifesting and the Spirit of God being there hovering. Well, we've seen many other things that reveal to us how the Spirit of God operates, and two main things that he does, and one of them is manifesting. He manifests the Word. And secondly, he magnifies and glorifies Jesus, which is really saying the same thing. Go please to 1 Corinthians. You're there in the second chapter. That's good. 1 Corinthians 2:4. 1 Corinthians 2:4. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That are so that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but what? What in the power of God? My faith stands in the power of God. Now, there's so much here. Intellect calls to intellect. Emotion calls to emotion. Flesh calls to flesh. And spirit calls to spirit. Have you noticed this? If somebody gets mad with you and comes on like a ton of bricks, what does that tend to pull on you to do? Anger. Calls to anger. Soulically. See, in ministry, I had to learn this, and I'm still learning it. That in ministering to a group of people, whether it's 20 people or 20,000, all these people came, their spirit, their mind, their emotions, their feelings, and their body. And so we got all these spirits in the room tonight. You and me. and angels. The other kind, we don't let many of them hang around. If they do, not for long. You know, people get so weird about demons. They really do. Demons are pathetic creatures. Don't know if you knew that or not. They are. They're disembodied spirits, separated from God. They're fallen. They're full of fear. They're full of confusion. What does the Bible say happens when you resist the devil? Huh? They flee. If you look up the word, it means to run from, as in terror. Then why are so many people scared of demons and evil spirits? Ignorance and deception. No. There is absolutely no reason for a blood-washed, made righteous, Holy Ghost-filled, name of Jesus authorized, man or woman of God to have any fear about any evil spirit. Absolutely not. But all these spirits are here. I'm talking about you. And in the beginning days of my ministry, I'd start to preach and teach, and I would sense and sometimes feel people's soul pulling. And sometimes I'd say something, and just people's curiosity comes up, and they want you to talk about that. And it's unspoken, but it's real. Yeah. You get 1,000 people wanting you to elaborate on something. Yeah. Just out of curiosity. Then it's soul pulling on soul. And as a minister, if you're led by that, you're wrong. Intellect pulls on intellect. I've had people come to me, they want to discuss the scriptures. They want to talk about the Hebrew and the Greek and the Chaldean and the etymological and the archaeological. Huh? And the on and on. See, they're impressed with their intellect. They think they're very brilliant. Don't realize how ignorant they are. They don't. And it calls on you. And if you're full of pride, you want to prove to them that you're just as smart and smarter than they are. And if you do, you're wrong. All these debates, arguings, and wranglings. Does the scripture say anything about vain and unprofitable wranglings and discussion? He said, avoid them. Stay away from them. They don't produce anything good. Right? So, soul calls to soul. Intellect calls to intellect. Flesh calls to flesh. Boy, y'all got quiet when I said that. I've had a few ladies come by. And they're dressed extra special. And they want to know if I could spend some private prayer time with them. Now, usually Phyllis will interview those ladies before I talk to them. But sometimes, even though prayer is coming out of a person's mouth, flesh is pulling on flesh. And if you don't get a hold of your flesh wants to answer back. Flesh calls to flesh. Intellect calls to intellect. Spirit calls to spirit. Deep calls to deep, the scripture said. Right? What should you and I be interested in? The Spirit of God, right? Yes, sir. And don't be distracted by the other stuff. He said, when I came to you, my teaching, my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. I wasn't trying to impress you with what I knew. I wasn't trying to wow you with my understanding, but I came to you And I ministered in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now, another way of saying that is you minister by faith. It's just like we were talking about earlier about the offering and about living by faith. As a preacher and as a man or woman of God, you got to learn, you know, when I come here tonight or anytime to minister to you, I know that there are all kind of needs, most of which I don't know and won't know. And I know God is very interested in people getting to Him and being saved and having their questions answered and getting their bodies healed and getting their needs met. And only He knows how to do that. So I, you know, if I compared myself and my strength and my knowledge to what everybody that's here and all the many, many more who are not here and all the many who would get the materials, if I compare what I know to meet all these needs, it's just completely overwhelming. And it'd make you just want to run back to the house. Are you with me? You'd just go, oh God, I can't fix all these people's problems. Well, He didn't ask you to. And if you come and decide you do know enough to fix everybody's problem, and you're going to explain it through your amazing brilliance. You're confused and deceived. But if you come in faith, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to believe God to give me the words. I'm going to say it and express it the best I know how. But what are we counting on to do the job? We're counting on the Spirit of God. We're counting on the power that's in the words and in the Spirit to get inside of people and enlighten them and show them what they don't know and give them the strength that they don't have and give them the answers they've been looking for and the help they need. Can He do it simultaneously with millions across the globe at the same time? Oh, He can. And He's hovering over the face of the deep, the peoples of the earth, ready when the Word of God comes in faith. Everybody who will hear it and believe it and receive it, then comes the demonstration, the manifestation of the Spirit and power. And when it happens, it always magnifies and glorifies Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me